could be the best questions ever.
You just achieved special status. You get to stand on the pillar now and talk.
Nah, ain't nothing special, man. I guess as the years, as I get older, you know, I guess, you know, I just bump up a little bit. Ain't nothing special.
Get older?
Yeah, I'm getting older, man. Every year I get older.
Look at us.
Cordero, a lot of the guys have a bad taste left in their mouth from last year, like Chad and Adrian, so they can't wait to kind of erase that because it's not the Vikings way. Does that kind of stick with you a little bit as you open things up on Sunday?
Oh, not really. I don't hold grudges, man. You know, everything happened for a reason. You know, last year, you know, as last year, you know, we're going to put that past us, you know, and just get ready for week one.
Do you feel like you've been with this coaching staff a lot longer than just one off season with all the learning that you guys have done?
Oh, yeah. They not throw so much at us. You know, I feel like I've been with this program for 2 years, 3 years with this offense, you know. But, you know, we only been here since, like, the OTAs in spring. But, you know, they throw a lot at us just see how much we can learn, you know, and just pick it up. So, but they got a lot of expectations for us, and, you know, and we got a lot of expectations for ourselves.
And you know now that you're going to be a huge target now on the field, right? You know teams are game planning just for you now.
Nah, you just can't plan for 84, man. You know, we got 28 back this week, you know, because he ain't been in the preseason. And we got Greg Jennings, you know, Jay Wright, Adam, Rodney, Cal. You know, we got all these threats, man, quarterbacks. So, you know, you just can't game plan on one person, but you got to worry about all the other targets we got.
How much are you looking forward to having your role expand?
I thought about it, you know, 2 days ago, man. You know, it kind of made me a little nervous. You know, it's season over, you know, I'm starting now. So I know it's a lot of pressure going to be built on me, you know. And, you know, I'm just ready for week one to get here, you know, just get the little bubble guts out of the way.
You still intend to be used kind of in all aspects of the game? I mean, I'm talking returns, rushing, receiving.
Oh, of course, man. You know, Coach Turner, you know, we know what he can do, man. He's going to get his playmakers the ball. And, you know, kick return, that's my game. You know, we not going to, you know, not put me back there unless coaches feel like I don't need it back there this drive. So, you know, any chance I can get back there, I'm going to be back there.
As your role on offense is increasing, are you prepared to have to lobby a little bit for more kickoff returns in case they do want to try to give you a break?
I don't think so, man. You know, last year, that's where I made my money at, you know, on kickoff returns. So, ain't no need for me lobbying off of that. So, you know, that's my job, man. So, you know, I don't feel like I need to get off that unless coach tell me to.
How much you thought about that first kickoff on Sunday?
Oh, man, I think about it all the time. And I always think about when I met Coach Fisher, you know, at the ESPYs. And I told him, just make sure you kick me the ball, man. He told me, just be ready. So, you know, I'm ready for that.
He said he wasn't on the conference call.
Yeah, you know, coaches tell you two different things. I feel like they're gonna try to kick it to me, you know. You know, that kicker, he got a big leg, so I feel like he's going to try to kick out the end zone, and if he don't, you know, I'm going to bring it out.
Did you meet him backstage or out on the red carpet? Or
We don't need to talk about that where I met him at. Just know I met him, man, at the ESPYs.
At the ESPYs.
Yes.
But can't say where?
Nah, it's private.
When you look at these wide receivers that are on your squad, what do you think of this team, these wide receivers?
Oh, it's great to be, you know, Shen, just being in the locker room with these guys, man, practicing with these guys, and, you know, just picking Greg Jennings' brain, man. You know, he's been here for 8-9 years. You know, just the experience from that guy, man. And guys like Adam Thielen, man, a hardworking guy, you know. He coming in, he put everything on the line, man. Just seeing the things he do, man, it just motivates me even more.
It's the team that you guys walk around with. Man, I really like this team. We really like this team. This team is rocking.
We hope this will be the team this year, man. We only got one goal this week, you know, just to beat the Rams, man. And next week, we'll worry about the next opponent after that.
What's it like holding the Jared Allen interview spot on the pillar every Thursday?
I guess it feels good, man. You know, to be in the spotlight, man. I guess so.
What does Greg do away from the field that just makes him so special? Because I think when you came as a rookie, he said, I'm learning from this kid. So he's self-effacing too, but talented.
Yeah, man, just off the field, man. You know, just hanging around Greg. You know, he actually invited us over to his house for the first time, you know, and then we went and had a little fun, man, just hanging out, man, shooting some pool, playing ping pong, just eating some grub, you know, just being around Greg, man. He motivates you in so many ways, just not in football, man. He's a godly Christian man. He don't curse, he don't swear, he don't do anything. So just learning from Greg, man, it makes me be a better man than I am today.
What will be the most difficult part of your individual matchup this week, you think?
I don't see no... You know, I don't see nothing being difficult, man. It's what I make it. You know, it's only hard as I make it. So, know, coming in this week, man, and I've been practicing hard, man. And, you know, I've seen a lot of improvement on myself from last week to this week. And I just been working harder than no other receiver. So I'm just trying to be great, man.
With Simpson's absence, Jerius Wright probably stepping up in that third slot guy. What have you seen from him in the offseason, someone that you seem pretty close with?
Oh, Jay Wright, he's my guy, man. He's the guy when I first got here, you know, first week knowing him, we went to Vegas. So, you know, we clicked right there. So, Jay Wright, he's just like Adam. He's a slot guy, but he can play outside, man. They hardworking, fast guys. So, you know, being buddies with him, man, just picking his brain. You know, if I don't know something, you know, I know I can lean on Jay Wright and be like, hey, what's up? He tell me, you know, and after the play, we talk about him like this and that. So, you know, having Jay Wright in that slot with the outside, man, is great.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.